USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and the Taliban have agreed to a temporary truce that, if successful, would open the way for a deal that would bring home American troops from Afghanistan and end 18 years of war. The peace deal would call for negotiations between Afghans on both sides of the conflict to start next month, an eventual countrywide ceasefire, and a commitment from the Taliban not to harbor terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, then setting a timetable for the withdrawal of American troops. Infections and deaths from the new coronavirus in China ballooned for a second straight day as officials near the epicenter of the outbreak are struggling to keep up with a backlog of patients' lab work. Confirmed cases of the virus rose to 63,851 in mainland China, an increase of over 5,000 from a day earlier, according to the National Health Commission. The death toll now stands at 1,380, up 121. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
There's a new poll out that answers if Americans want to know more about what happened in Ukraine. USA's Robin Wolinski reports.
There's a new Monmouth University poll out asking voters, do you think the House should continue to investigate the Ukraine incident? 51% of people polled say end it. 43% say continue to investigate, and 6% say they just don't know.
Federal prosecutors have declined to charge former FBI Director Andrew McCabe, closing an investigation into whether the longtime target of the president lied to federal officials about his involvement in news media disclosures. The action resolves a criminal investigation that began nearly 2 years ago with a referral from the Justice Department's Inspector General's office, which concluded that McCabe repeatedly lied about having authorized a subordinate to share information with a newspaper reporter for a 2016 article about FBI investigations into the Clinton Foundation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Culinary Union, the most influential union in Nevada politics, has decided to stay out of the state's Democratic presidential caucuses, denying candidates who aggressively courted the group from getting a major leg up in the upcoming contest. The Casino Workers Culinary Union, a 60,000-member group made up of housekeepers, porters, bartenders, and people who keep Las Vegas glitzy casinos humming, said it will use its organizing power only to get out the vote for the caucuses. The move is a blow to former Vice President Joe Biden, who was expecting their support in Nevada's February 22nd caucuses. New Mexico's bid to become the 12th U.S. state to legalize recreational use of marijuana fell flat after state senators and a legislature dominated by Democrats rejected a bill that would have forced permission for sales in all of the state's cities and towns. In a committee vote, two Democratic senators joined with Republicans in a 6-4 vote to halt the legislation that would have expunged marijuana convictions and helped the state's existing medical cannabis program with tax breaks and patient subsidies. It marked the second failure by legislation proponents to achieve their goal in New Mexico since Democrats took control in 2018. 33 states and Washington, D.C. have legalized cannabis for medical or recreational use. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. And remember, if you miss a newscast, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.